Hello folks, good morning. It is Thursday, the 26th of May, 2011, and this is the English program's look at the history of the Beatles. Yes folks, every day, well, almost every day, we take a look at what the Beatles were doing on this day in history. Yes. So, let's have a look here what happened on this day, May 26 in 1969, and our old friend is going to help us out with the dates. What have you got for us?
Well, all kinds of things happened, you know, in 1969, you know, for example, I'm just, you know, giving you like an example here, like, you know, John Lennon, you know him, you know John Lennon is who he is, don't you? Wore the glasses, yeah, that's the one, he wore John Lennon glasses, yes, indeed, folks, yeah. Yeah, well, John and Yoko began their second Bedding for Peace in Montreal. It lasted until June the 2nd. That was in 1969. And the album, the Beatles album, Let It Be, was certified gold by the RIAA. That was in 1970, right? In 1970 as well, George Harrison began recording the album All Things Must Pass. And there was some sort of retrospective album, The Beatles 67 to 70, got to number one in the US. And it was the 15th number one album for The Beatles in the US. That was in 1973. I've got some more bits of information here. Beatlemania, this was 1977, May 26th. It opened at the Winter Garden Theatre in New York, and the show was a musical tribute to The Beatles. And finally, in 1982, the Beatles album Real Music was certified gold. Oh, it's these RIAA people again. I don't know who they are, like, but they keep popping up all over the place. Anyway, that was Real Music, 1982. That's it for today. Okay, thank you for that rundown there of all the... 1, 2, 3, 4... Quite a few things you mentioned then. Jolly good. This is the English programme.